This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Friday. Will Anderson went to the podium yesterday. Those are magical words. We love when Will Anderson speaks. My favorite Houston Texan. On the value of joint practices with the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, it was good value. It was just to see something different early on before we get to the season, to see different looks, to see different schemes, go against different guys, just to see what different teams or how different teams are going to attack us. And I think it just gives us a good, clear picture of how we're going to be attacked this year on defense, you know, some of the different looks we're going to get, some of the different runs we're going to get. So I think it's very important for days like this.
Okay, was that? Hold up.
No, it was not sped up. I checked this morning. When I was recording
Dude, he sounds like Kramer when Kramer got all you can drink lattes from that coffee company.
Sean, I was recording it to get the video and then turn it into audio.
You weren't at 1.25 speed?
I thought I was. I checked my settings. It was at normal speed.
Dude.
Will always talks fast, but he used to as a young player. He would kind of get ahead of himself. Yeah. And I could empathize with him because I struggle from the same affliction at times. And I thought at the time, he's going to have to learn what I did, which is somehow slow down a little bit. Will said, no, hell no.
Dude, Will's he's in the damn
I'm
HOV
just
lane.
Get really good yeah. at speaking really fast.
Yep. Yeah, 160
who's
right
the little,
there.
Who's the little political commentator dude that talks so fast?
I don't know.
Who is that? Is that Ben Shapiro? Oh, yeah, he talks super fast. I don't know. That's who he is. He's football's
Will
version of that.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Okay, are these other cuts this fast?
I don't know.
Because we're going to have a lot of time left in this segment if Will doesn't eat this up.
I think I only
get... we get a good 8 minutes out of this. We might get a minute and a half.
I was just waiting for him to stumble. He never stumbled at
no,
all.
No. He's great. Here's Will Anderson. We didn't even comment on what he talked about.
What was he talking about?
Play it again, Ben.
No, it only took
like 4 seconds, okay. So he talked really fast.
Yeah, it was good value. It was just to see something different early on before we get to the season, to see different looks, to see different schemes, go against different guys, just to see what different teams or how different teams are going to attack us. And I think it just gives us a good, clear picture of how we're going to be attacked this year on defense, you know, some of the different looks we're going to get, some of the different runs we're going to get. So I think it's very important for days like this.
I'm still totally distracted by the speed with which he speaks, man.
I must have accidentally sped that up or something.
He's fat. Well, let's see what happens with the other ones here.
Because I did check it at some point.
He was talking about the value of joint practice.
Yeah.
I agree, it's valuable.
We talked about that earlier, how much I loved it as a player.
Right.
And specifically, when I had to go against Chris Myers, who was a rookie, I was like,
punk.
This is good work I'm getting against this rookie. But you're kind of making me look bad, kid.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
All right. Not the way we do it in the business.
That's right. Here is Will Anderson on how he thought the defense played. A little self-critical here. Against the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, we got to get better. We have to get better. We had some good things that we had done. We got to be a little bit more disciplined, man. Like I said, this is a really good chance to see where we are defensively, just to go against somebody new. And we just got to keep stacking days, keep leveling up, and taking it each day by each day, man. And I think it just comes down to executing the right way and everybody being on the same page.
Okay.
That was slowed down a little bit.
Slowed down a little bit. He even paused a couple times, said, you know, like kind of stopped himself.
Yeah.
Let somebody merge into the HOV lane in front of him.
There's two things. We've got two clips of audio. That one where he talked about, you know, they needed to do things better. There were false starts. They weren't as crisp as you typically expect them to see. And now it is interesting. I keep thinking more and more about the guy in my live stream that said, hey, you think that has anything to do with the fact that D'Amico was on the offensive side of the ball the whole time? I'm skeptical that it would be, but you never know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be.
New guys steering the ship a little bit. Matt Burke taking full control without the presence of Nico.
This is necessary broken glass that needs to happen in order for D'Amico to become the CEO of the operation.
Yes, and for D'Amico to inject...
sacrifice a practice against the Panthers, so be it.
He needs to sprinkle his swarm dust on the offense for a while, because there's lots of swarm on the defensive side of the ball.
That's right.
Very little swarm dust on the
He needs to walk up to each player on the offense and go right in their face.
Yeah.
Like, why are you coughing on me? I'm like, I'm giving you the swarm spituals.
But this is where Will is really good, because he was asked about his confidence level in the defense despite having such a rough day.
Today you have days like this in camp. This is what you get. This is what primes you to get ready for the season. These are the type of days that you have to go through in order to be great and to have great defense, man. You have to go through dog days like this when it's hot outside, when you grinding, plays back to back, all that type of stuff. That's what gets you ready for the season. So I'm really glad that we got a chance to come out here and do this today.
Okay, so yeah, I mouthed to Seth, I'm like, sped up. And I didn't mean sped up, I meant he was back to talking fast again.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And sped up from the previous cut. That was the cut I was listening to. That was the cut from Will Anderson I was listening to as I was on the elliptical yesterday. First time I'd been on the machine in a while, because we were in West Virginia and, you know, practice this week. And I'm like 5 minutes in and I'm sweating and I'm breathing heavy. And this guy just got off a practice field for 2 hours in 98 degree heat, and he's like, this was amazing being out here today. And I'm like, oh my God, talk to me, Will.
My moment was when I was watching CJ Stroud, and I felt like, I was like, am I about to have another episode like I had last year where I pass out? And CJ steps up to the podium wearing his winter cap.
Yeah. Like, I'm so soft.
Yeah. Yeah. Said he looked like an alpha male on the Polar Express.
I saw that.
It was almost Christmas.
Yes.
No, I think the Carolina Panthers are going to be a better offense this year. And we probably should have addressed this earlier, because a lot of fans, I think, had this thought, and understandably so, that, all right, wait a second, this is a really good defense and they're allowing these big plays versus the Carolina Panthers offense. And the Panthers offense was better in the second half of the season, a lot of people realized, because just nobody was paying attention to the Panthers. Yeah. But what the heck's going on? I think the Panthers offense is going to be better. I think Tet McMillan, the receiver, is really interesting. But they're also a defense that that was their problem last year. They were awesome in so many respects, but they allowed too many big explosive plays.
Mm-hmm.
So that part, that's one of my kind of bullet points that I went into training camp with that needs to improve this year. And you could argue that they didn't, for that one specific practice, I don't feel a whole lot better about their ability to stop big plays. I would tell you that some of the big plays were really nice throws by Bryce Young to well-covered wide receivers.
Yes.
He threw one to Xavier Leggett that was classic, just between Leggett and the sideline. There was a Derek Stingley. Derek Stingley allowed a big reception to Tet McMillan. I'm not so sure. I didn't get to watch the whole play, but it was a crosser. And in situations like that, I wonder if the safety help was where it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me nervous still about the big plays, because, yeah, safety's kind of an issue right now.
Yeah, big time.
Two of your three best safeties are either injured or in the middle of a court proceeding or also or injured.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Text message. We'll hear one more from Will. Damn, Will made me tired with that clip.
Let's see. This is I'm going to play it directly off of YouTube.
Okay,
see if it
okay.
sounds any better.
All right, so this is... I can't hear it.
Yeah, man, I was just telling Bryce how much I miss playing with him, man.
That's a later one. That's not the right one.
Okay.
I think that first one was a real
speed. He sounds slower in that one, though.
Slower there. Did I fake news Will with his fast talk?
I think you might have 1.25'd him, man.
I was complimenting him on what he was saying.
Because I watched it yesterday, and I would have thought, like, that would have popped with me yesterday in watching it, that he was talking that fast.
Yeah. This is bad radio what I'm doing right
now. It's 1.25 Will Anderson. It's a scandal. Last one from Will Anderson. How exciting is it to be in front of the fans?
Man, it's always a good time to see the fans, man. They give us so much energy, man. The energy that they bring here, it just makes us want to go a little bit harder. And we're very appreciative from just sacrificing their time to come out here and watch us, you know, do what we love. And they get to see some action, man, get to see a little preview of what the season's going to look like. So a huge shout out to the fans for coming, as always.
I think you 1.25.
Why are you lying on me like this?
I feels like you did. I don't know. Ben, where are you on this? Does that sound like it was – it sounds sped up. He might just talk that fast.
It's tough to tell. It sounds like it might be, but it's hard to tell.
It might be.
Because he has so much good energy.
Right.
I'm not accusing you of anything nefarious. You might have fat-fingered
When I'm doing shorter videos sometimes with guys who are slow talkers, I'll speed it up to 1.1.
I always speed up podcasts that I'm listening to.
Like when I'm actually producing it and putting it out there.
Oh, I see.
If a guy's kind of a dull speaker, I'll – put it to 1.1.
I will.
And If anything, I should slow it down for him.
If it happened, it happened. You know, it's not a big deal.
I'm going to be so angry. You're sitting here consoling me for something we don't even know if it actually happened or not.
I said if. Yeah.
You son of a bitch. You're going to be lucky if I show up to the pregame tomorrow.
You better show up to the pregame tomorrow.
I'm going
to
show up with all the audio that I bring at 1.00 speed. I'll tell you that much.
That's right.
I don't know why you'd ask otherwise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Someone says, slow down, Will, on the text page.
He's always been a fast talker.
Yes.
I think the thing that was notable about that first clip was he was fast talking without a single hitch in his delivery.
He was smooth.
He didn't pause, didn't have to misspeak or anything. It was genuinely impressive. As somebody who struggles, because I'm a fast talker myself,
right.
I have a hard time spitting things out as quickly and cleanly as he did.
Okay, Ian, you're a broadcaster now, so do you agree with this?
Kinda.
Will Anderson.
I'm more of a guy that plays YouTube videos from my computer into a microphone.
Will is going to be in the booth or on ESPN after he retires. I could definitely see that. He probably would need some coaching, though, on his cadence. Like, he can't talk as
fast
as he does.
They always want broadcasters, TV people, to speak slower.
Yeah.
They believe the TV audience prefers people to speak more slowly.
So you need to be coached up on that.
I can't stand. No. I think Will, especially in explaining things, doing a breakdown or something, he'd be awesome because he could do it in 45 seconds.
That's true.
Yeah.
Efficiency.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That is freakishly fast.
Someone said he sounds like a drug commercial disclaimer.
Can you play? I should have Will. I'm sure he'd be cool with this. I should have Will do all my disclaimers for Mokarem Injury Lawyers.
And Underdog.
And like any of my ads that have disclaimers, yeah. I'll have Will do the technical jargon.
That would be amazing. Text in 713-572-4610. He's so excitable. I think he's naturally 1.25 speed, someone said.
Yeah, we go. Okay. I'm going to tell me if you can hear this.
Okay.
This is the original cut right off of YouTube. I checked this at 1.25.
Wait, now which cut is this? Because then we can play it. Ben can play it right afterwards.
I don't know because I'm trying to scroll on YouTube. I think this is the one that's that we played.
Okay.
Before we get to the season, to see different looks, to see different schemes, go against different guys.
just to see what different teams are, how different.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I don't think you sped it up.
I don't think you sped it up. Ben, play it one more time. I think it's cut one.
Yeah, it was good value. It was just to see something different early on before we get to the season, to see different looks, to see different schemes, go against different guys, just to see what different teams are, how different teams are.
Seth, I apologize. I'm a big enough man to even – I didn't accuse you of it, but I brought up the possibility. Even me bringing up the possibility that you, master editor, would have somehow sped up Will Anderson.
Who are the fastest rappers? Eminem's pretty fast.
Pretty fast,
right?
Yeah.
He's like the Eminem of
press conferences.
NFL press conferences.
Will Anderson.
When it comes to who's the Eminem of the NFL, I always think Will Anderson.
Always.
Yes.
Same guy. Same guy. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Final segment of the show coming up. All right. We got big news on something that I follow very, very, very closely, and it has to do with the Texans.
Is it the integrity of your co-host?
And
is that what you always follow?
No, I talk about that.
Scrutinized?
I talk about that behind your back. Yeah, I don't bring that up on the air. And also, we'll get you ready for tomorrow, Saturday, Texans-Panthers. What are we looking for in tomorrow's game? We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop, find out what they've got going on. We'll do all that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.